Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
150 years ago, the American Civil War was raging across the South with halcyon days somewhere in a hazy future. It affected every one of us today, and the following is just a part of my story. In late November 1864, just before the battle at Franklin, Tennessee, a hungry lieutenant of the 1st Florida Volunteers crawled around on his hands and knees in a dark, recently captured blockhouse, searching for something to eat. He felt a promising object and took it out into the light for a better look. In recalling the event, he said, "It was a big flat ear, but I had no appetite." Henry W. Reddick could not have imagined that his Civil War memoir recounting this incident and many other trials would shape a great-great-grandson's life 150 years later. As a precocious reader, I have long been enthralled with the written word. When I was about 9 years old, I began to hear family rumors that one of my distant grandfathers had actually written a book, an amazing thing to contemplate. This instigated my persistent inquiries until an aunt presented me with a mimeographed copy of 77 Years in Dixie. She duplicated it from the family's only remaining original edition, a tattered softback with a red paper cover. I still have it. An enchanted document, it induces new questions every time I read it. Without a doubt, the book with its provenance fertilized my nascent interest in history. So, after retiring from a career as a biologist during which most of my writing was government ease, I came back to Grandpa Reddick's work along with thousands of other Civil War diaries, journals, and letters. I gleaned them for natural history anecdotes and compiled a manuscript that became Flora and Fauna of the Civil War, an environmental reference guide. Broader research even resulted in a novel, Iron Branch, a Civil War tale of a woman in between. I have a young grandson. Should one of his future grandchildren discover my book someday, I hope that he or she is moved, even if in a small way, to burrow deeper into the joys of the written word and to consider the possible inspiration of their own creations.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep from NPR News.
With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox.
This is Robert Siegel, host of All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, I'm Kelby Uchley.
The best of Broadway. I'm your host, Mark Henderson.
Welcome to Midday Classics. I'm Jason Reinhardt.
I'm Jared Ritchie. I hope that you'll stay with us here.
This is Vocal Vibes, and I'm your host, Deborah Chandler.
Jazz with Bob Bramlow.
Exceptional programs on KEDM, made possible by listener financial support.